You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. How is everybody doing today on Tuesday, March 23rd? Hope you're all doing great. Thank you guys and everybody for always tuning into Locked On Pirates. I hope you guys, again, are having a great start to your week as we are slowly and surely moving closer to regular season baseball. Before today's episode begins, this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the app and join me this Thursday to get in on the action. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. And on today's podcast, we're going to kick things off with prospects in the Pirate system who could make major strides this season to really moving forward in terms of moving up the prospect board or making major impacts, all that good stuff. And we're going to start out with one that I think a lot of people will agree with, and I believe that number 15 overall prospect in the Pirate system, Mason Martin, should really move up some boards this year. Mason Martin has done pretty well for himself. He moved up the board a lot last year. And the kid's really good. He's going to probably start the season in Double A. He rakes the ball in the minors since 2017, 60 home runs, 209 RBIs with a 248 average, his best average coming in 2017 in rookie ball. But I mean, his slugging is a 502, his on base percentage is a 360 with almost 1,000 at bats. I definitely think he cements himself as the future first baseman of the Pittsburgh Pirates at some point. Colin Moran right now, of course, is the everyday first baseman with Todd Frazier backing him up. But I do think Mason Martin will move into the top 10 by next year or the end of the season, depending on how they update the boards and everything. And I think he definitely makes a move up. Another guy, and a guy that we actually acquired in a trade, Kanan Smith from the New York Yankees. He currently is ranked 26th in the system, but I do think he's going to definitely move up the board as well. You look at his minor league career, again, 19 home runs, 118 RBIs, 280 average, 389 on base percentage, and a 426 slugging, all in the Yankees system. He's really good. He's a left-handed hitter too, with a little bit of power, which will definitely serve him well if he ever does make the move to the major leagues for the Pittsburgh Pirates in PNC Park. I think he will definitely be at least in the top 20 by the end of the year, his ETA being 2022. I think he moves up the boards as well. One guy that a lot of scouts have said definitely moves up boards pretty quick, and he's only, I believe, 19 right now, is Eddie Yean, another pickup in a trade the Pirates made this offseason, the one with Josh Bell to the Washington Nationals. Yean right now is ranked 13th in the Pirate system. He was highly touted in the national system, but the national system is pretty low. In his minor league career, 3-5, 4.7 ERA in 21 games and 20 starts. I definitely think he does move up pretty quick. All of his grades on the 2080 grading scale right now are all higher than a 50, the lowest being his control and overall at 50. But I mean, he throws really hard. He hasn't lost his athleticism. He touches 97 miles per hour. I think he just joins that group of really good pitching right now. I think he's another guy like Mason Martin that will be into the top 10 next year, ETA 2023. But I do think Eddie Yean will continue to move up the board pretty quick for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I think that trade will work out for Pittsburgh pretty well. Miguel Yajure, again, we talked about him. We have not talked about him yet, but I do see Miguel Yajure, who was, again, another pickup in that New York Yankees trade. He's at 12 right now. I think he's probably one of the most likely prospects to be with the Pittsburgh Pirates roster at some point, especially with a 162-game season after a 60-game season. You're going to need more pitching. The Pirates have obviously put an emphasis on that, getting Trevor Cahill and Tyler Anderson, and lately Steven Wright. They also acquired Chishon Chevre. But Yajure, last year with the Yankees, he did pitch two games. or three games yet. He didn't start in any of them, but in seven innings, he had a 1.29 ERA with eight strikeouts in those seven innings with a 1.14 whip. In his minor league career, 14-13, 247 in 54 starts, 246 career strikeouts, and only a 241 average against. He's ranked 12th right now. I think he's going to be the biggest jumper, just because I think he has the biggest chance to play on the major league roster this year outside of like Cody Bolton and Ke'Bryan Hayes. But I fully expect Yuhure to make a huge impact whenever he does get up there. I'm not saying he's going to be like an ace or anything, but he definitely will be a good bottom of the rotation pitcher right off the bat, and I believe he only continues to improve. And Quinn Priester, he's number three right now, but we all know he like rocketed up boards after being a 2019 first-round pick by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Priester, amazing control, really good fastball, really good curveball mix. He's really huge. Like I believe he's 6'3", 210. Athletic as well with that frame. Obviously, he did have like that one appearance in spring training where he didn't do too great, but I do expect Priester to do really well. I think Ke'Bryan Hayes after this year obviously will not be listed as a prospect anymore. Nick Gonzalez and Priester will likely move up to 2-1. Maybe Kumar Rocker moves up there as well, or Jack Leiter, whoever the Pirates decide to choose. We've been talking about that a lot on the podcast lately. But Gonzalez and Priester will definitely be in the top three after, or in like the top two or three, depending on what happens with the prospect rankings. But those are the guys that I expect to make big leaps this year. There's obviously other guys as well, like Hudson Head, who they acquired in the San Diego Padres trade. Karma Majinski and Brennan Malone also have a lot of talent. Jared Oliva could see himself as a backup catcher at some point. Cal Mitchell is a guy that a lot of Buccos fans, including myself, really like. Jose Soriano as well said that actually in an interview, I believe, that he believes he could jump from single A to the majors in one season. So that's really good confidence that we like to see here in Pittsburgh. And today, our episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Just so you remember, you don't have to go into the store. You have a computer, you have an iPhone, you have any kind of phone, and you're probably listening to my podcast right now on your phone. Find the car parts that you need at rockauto.com. And when we come back, we will be talking about Kevin Newman and Adam Frazier and how they could potentially be the infielding duo of the future and one of the best infielding duos, middle infield duos, in the NL Central, and we'll be right back. What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. Again, I am your host, Ethan Smith, who does the most, and today's episode is also brought to you by the Locked On Today podcast. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport, right now really March Madness, and with the help of our local experts like myself. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast. And on today, segment two, or whatever, this segment, we've seen a lot in spring training for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Again, most people like usually say spring training games are meaningless, like the stats are meaningless, all that good stuff. When it comes to Adam Frazier and Kevin Newman, who both just did not have great hitting years last year, you see what they're doing right now in spring training, and it's absolutely ridiculous. They're both hitting over 600. I believe Newman is hitting over 700. And, I mean, they rank atop all the MLB hitters with a minimum of 13 at-bats. They're up there. I have not looked and seen what guys are up there, but they are definitely up there. And Newman, in an interview with Trib Live, said anytime you get some good knocks to start the spring off, it's kind of a good feeling to build some confidence as you're getting ready to go into the season. You have to be happy about that. It's very true. And I mean, right now, again, and I talked about this yesterday, Newman and Frazier are the second baseman and shortstop. It just depends on where you play which. I'm pretty sure they're going to probably play Newman at shortstop and then Frazier at second base. And the cool thing about both Frazier and Newman is they are both like really good leadoff hitters. So when you have a guy like Ke'Bryan Hayes, who's also been ripping the cover off the ball in spring training as well, if one of them gets on base with like a single or a double, if Hayes comes on and does what he's been doing and getting a lot of extra base hits, that's a run in the first inning already. That I mean, you really could see a Frazier Newman 1-2 to start like the at-bats, and then Hayes at 3, Moran at 4, Reynolds at 5, stuff like that. We don't really know what the lineup will look like yet, but it'll be very interesting to see how it goes. And Frazier and Newman, of course, are in a small sample size. They have missed some games due to injury and then obviously rest. And Newman, again, with Trib Live, had this to say. Yeah, that's sometimes how it goes. You get a couple good hops here and there. I'm sure later in the season I'll line out 5 times in a row and not see a base hit. That's just kind of how it is. It evens out, hopefully. You take them when you can get them. And I mean, that's very true. Now, obviously, Newman and Frazier are not going to both hit like this in the regular season. They're going to be getting 3 or 4 at-bats every game that they play. And obviously, hitting 600, you would be the greatest hitter of all time over a 162-game season if you did that over that course of those games. But, I mean, last year, Adam Frazier batted 230. Newman batted 224. So, obviously, this is a step up. Like, I understand it's spring training, but it's obviously a step up. And Newman, once again, with Trib Live, said it was just a change I wanted to try coming off 2020. It just wasn't the year I wanted to have. I wanted to make a change. I had some familiarity, so I figured I'd go back to it. Just messed around with it. It definitely felt comfortable so far. And I mean, you just really have to like look into the idea that the Pirates are trying to figure out what's going on in the middle infield, because you still have guys like Eric Gonzalez. You still have guys like Wilmer Defoe, who they acquired in the offseason. You still have Cole Tucker. You still have O'Neill Cruz to figure out as well. So what happens with these guys? Are Frazier and Newman the shortstop and second baseman of the future? Probably not. I'm still on the Adam Frazier gets traded train, which kind of comes off the tongue really well. But I do think he still gets traded just because he has been playing really well, and if he plays this well to begin the season, the Pirates can probably get something good for him, and that opens the door for Nick Gonzalez to be the future second baseman of the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's just all up in the air, but if you're looking at right now, Newman and Frazier need to be your middle infield duo, and then once Frazier gets traded, you'll probably see Eric Gonzalez and Cole Tucker slot in there as well. And it's just, it's a very fun little aspect to see what's going on. I mean, you really can enjoy it. You can really, like, allow it to kind of grab you in, especially because if Frazier and Newman don't, or if Newman or Frazier or both don't get traded, you have a pretty solid infield going for you with Key, Brian Hayes, and Moran at the corners, and Frazier and Newman in the middle, who both also look like they've improved defensively as well. So that'll be really nice to see. That'll be really helpful for them. And I think it's going to be very fun to see how both play. And again, today's episode is also brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off of your next order. That means you could already be an existing Built Bar customer and still get 15% off of your next order that you use at BuiltBar.com. Also, today's episode is brought to you by the betting geniuses at betonline.ag. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. That is betonline.ag. Sign up for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKED15 for your 50% welcome bonus, which means they're giving you money, guys, when you put money into your account to use on sports betting like March Madness, National Basketball Association, the National Hockey League, and baseball's coming up. I've already put my money on Key Brian Hayes winning Rookie of the Year. You could do so as well if you sign up for your free account at betonline.ag. And in our final segment, when I come back, we will be previewing our Wednesday Division Day with Locked On Brewers, and I will be right back. Welcome back once again, guys, to Locked On Pirates. I am your host, Ethan Smith, of course, who does the most, and it is one of the biggest times of the year. Beginning this Wednesday, the Locked On MLB podcast is featuring one of our biggest events of the year, the Locked On MLB Division Preview Series. All of our local experts, including myself, and every MLB market answer the biggest questions around their teams. Follow Locked On MLB on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. And speaking of, tomorrow, Division Day continues for us. We've done one with the Locked On Reds podcast. We've done one with the Locked On Cubs. Now we do one tomorrow with Locked On Brewers. And on RotoChamp, they have the Brewers winning the division right now. The Brewers are one of those four teams, and I think they could definitely make a run after a disappointing year last year for Christian Yelich and crew. But you look at this team, and you look at what the Brewers are doing, I mean, they acquired Colton Wong, which will essentially move Keston Hiera to first base. Lorenzo Cain, I believe, is coming back. Christian Yelich will more than likely have a better season than he did last year. They still have Travis Shaw. Jackie Bradley Jr., who it seemed like nobody wanted, is also now a Milwaukee Brewer. Orlando Arcia will still probably be in that middle infield slot as well. And Omar Narvaez will probably be doing the catching duties. And, I mean, the Brewers and the Pirates have been pretty interesting. I mean, it's pretty much a kind of funny thing whenever the Pirates play in Milwaukee because some of the weirdest stuff always happens. But, you know, the Brewers and the Pirates, I would say, of the four teams in that division, their rivalry is there, but I don't think it's, like, the biggest rivalry, if that makes sense, if you, like, really want to take it into account. The teams have never really been good at the same time. That's been kind of a big thing for it. But, I mean, in the 2019, the Pirates were, I believe, 4-15 against the Brewers. 2018, 2017, and 2016, the Pirates had winning records. So they haven't really, they play a good number, but it's always kind of there depending on where it's at. It's going to be fun. I don't think Ryan Braun's coming back. That'll be a big thing for the Milwaukee Brewers. But I think the Brewers definitely have a chance at winning the division, and we're going to be talking about a lot of different stuff tomorrow. Obviously, Devin Williams is one of the better relief pitchers now in the National League. He cemented himself with that spot last year. As far as their pitching goes, you still have to look. I mean, they have Brandon Woodruff, Corbin Burns, Josh Lindholm, Brett Anderson. They still have a pretty decent squad going on over there. Josh Hader will still be probably closing things out for them. It's going to be a very interesting team just because they can go two different directions. I do think like they're still kind of not like a World Series contending team, but they're definitely a team that can win this division. And again, like for the Pirates, they're not, and they don't match up well against Milwaukee, which could help Milwaukee realistically. I mean, it really could. And you they have a really good projected bullpen as well. I mean, you have Freddy Peralta, Eric Yardley, Justin Topa, Brent Sutter, Devin Williams, Josh Hader, Drew Rasmussen, I think is how you pronounce his name. And I mean, the Brewers are going to be a fun team to watch. It's going to be fun to watch the Pirates play them too. It's going to be fun to see how Key Brian Hayes does against a pretty solid pitching staff. Arguably one of the better pitching staffs as a whole in Major League Baseball. And I mean, it'll be really fun to watch. And you guys should tune in tomorrow as I'm on with the host of Locked On Brewers. It'll be a really fun time. Also, this Thursday on the Locker Room app, as you heard me say earlier, I will be on the Locker Room app this Thursday to talk all things Pirates baseball. It'll pretty much be an open forum to talk everything Pirates baseball and even Major League Baseball if you guys just want to talk about anything. And, I mean, yeah, the season's a little over a week away in Wrigley Field. That's where the Pirates will start on April 1st against the Chicago Cubs. It's going to be a fun time, guys. I'm going to be here with you providing all Pirates news, analysis, opinions, everything that you want to hear. Also, big shout out to Charlie Hayes, the father of Key Brian Hayes. I hope he's a listener of the podcast as he followed us today. Also, it appears that Roberto Clemente is going to be on MLB 21 The Show. It's going to be a very fun next couple months, guys, for Pirates baseball. Maybe not in the win column, but I will try to make it as fun as possible. Again, I am your host, Ethan Smith, who does the most. I will see you guys tomorrow with Locked On Brewers on Division Day and the rest of this week, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your Tuesday. Thank you.